The room beyond was a basic lab workroom, outfitted with a large table that contained built-in sinks and warming pads at one end. To Tahiri's left was the observation port, through which the squibs had opened fire. To her right, in the back of the room, were several computer stations with chairs. Two of the chairs were occupied by humans in white lab coats, one a red-headed male, and the other a brunette female. They sat staring at her with looks of absolute terror on their faces. Considering the firefight that had just taken place outside their office, Tahiri found it difficult to understand why they had not fled, until she noticed the shackles securing their legs to their chairs. "You and Tarm?" she asked from the door. The woman nodded.
"I'm Dr. Freela Tarm," she said. "He's Dr. Jessel Yu."
"Good," Tahiri said. "If there's anything here you need to stop the nanokiller targeting Boba Fett, I suggest you get it together now."
The man, Jessel Yu, scowled and yanked at his ankle chain.
"In case you haven't noticed, we can't exactly move," he said. "Besides which, there isn't a way to stop it. You can't deactivate a nanokiller after you've set it loose. You have to design the obsolescence into the original molecules."
"I wouldn't admit that to Fett," Tahiri said, "because he's here now, and you're only going to live for as long as he continues to believe you can stop it."
Tarm's eyes went wide, and the Force shivered with such fear that Tahiri almost felt sorry for the two scientists, until she reminded herself what the pair had done. They hadn't just targeted Fett. They were also the masterminds behind a line of illegal weapons that had wiped out the entire Verpine soldier caste on Nickel One, and killed much of Tenelka's family. Whatever punishment Fett meted out to the scientists, it would never be justice enough. After a moment of wallowing in fear, Yu turned to Tarm and asked,
"Perhaps a counteragent, Doctor?"
Tarm considered this for a moment, then nodded.
"It sounds believable," she said. "And who knows, there might even be a way to make it work."
"Stranger things have happened,"
Yu agreed. He turned toward his computer station.
"I'll download the old data. You gather the samples."
"Agreed, Doctor."
Tarm turned toward Tahiri, then pointed at her shackles.
"Could you?"
Tahiri shook her head.
"That chair has rollers,"
she said, knowing how Fett would react if he came in and discovered she had actually freed one of his scientists.
"And you can tell me where to find a vidcam and an uplink around here, preferably one I can use without Abeloth noticing."
"Who's Abeloth?" Yu asked.
"I think she might be referring to Pogorsky,"
Tarm said. She looked back to Tahiri.
"An Imperial lieutenant, tentacles and some very strange powers."
"The tentacles and the powers sound right."
Tahiri was not as surprised as she might have been. Pogorsky had been acting as Dala's campaign coordinator since the day the election was announced, and she had reappeared in the Empire shortly after someone very strong in the Force had used her powers to run the blockade at Borleo. It was certainly not a stretch to conclude that Pogorsky and Abeloth were one and the same. Or, more accurately, that Pogorsky had been possessed by Abeloth.
"I think she's in the next room over. Is there a way I can look at her without her seeing me?"
"The lieutenant is in the main lab,"
Tarm replied. Her gaze shifted to the wall opposite Tahiri, then slid down its length and finally came to rest on a transparisteel viewing panel about three-quarters of the way to the front of the room.
"So you can certainly sneak a peek at her."
"Thanks."
Tahiri pulled the pack off her back and began to transfer combat supplies to the utility pockets on the outside of her vac suit.
"About that vidcam?"
Yu looked toward a cabinet above his head.
"In the cabinet over here, but you're going to have to use a hard wire for the uplink."
He pointed to a set of socket receptacles on the side of the big lab table.
"We couldn't have any signal interference in this lab."